SODC update, and this is from Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. New councils proposed for Oxfordshire, have your say. We've previously written about the government's plans to restructure and reorganise local government, primarily involving the abolition of so-called two-tier authorities and replacing them with larger unitary authorities. This programme is moving ahead, with several parts of the country now getting closer to agreeing new structures and planning for elections to these new councils. Although Oxfordshire is not in the priority programme, we're not far behind, and all of the councils across the area have been working together to flesh out proposals for how local government could work here. Although there is no legal requirement for public consultation, SODC has decided to carry out a six-week exercise to get the views of as many local residents as possible and in order to help shape the final proposal. This is being done in partnership with councils in Vale of Whitehorse, Cherwell, West Oxfordshire and West Berkshire, since these bodies also support the two-council model for Oxfordshire. As a reminder, the County Council is championing a One Oxfordshire approach, while Oxford City has proposed a Greater Oxford alongside smaller unitaries for the rest of the county. The two-council model proposes two new authorities, Oxford and Shires and Ridgeway, and we here in Benson and surrounding villages would be part of Ridgeway. This new council would combine the current geographies of SODC, Vale and West Berks. These three areas have much in common, including a mix of market towns and rural communities, similar demographics and employment types, and a shared interest in the protection of our natural assets. If you would like to give your views on this new proposed structure, the online survey will be open until the 16th of July at twocouncils.org. Paper versions of the form are also available on request. More information about the proposed Ridgeway Council can also be found at ridgewaycouncil.org. Capital grants available from SODC. The next capital grant scheme is now open for applications. There is a total budget available of £320,000 to award for capital projects that take place in the district or within a 3-mile radius of the district boundary. You can request a minimum of £5,000 and a maximum of £75,000, but no more than 50% of your total project cost. Your total project cost must be at least £10,000, but no set maximum cost. Applications should focus on projects that benefit significant members of South Oxfordshire residents or that will improve outcomes for disadvantaged groups and contribute towards at least one of the priorities from the Way Ahead Council Plan 2025 to 2029. For details on how to apply for a grant, visit southoxen.gov.uk/grants. Political changes at SODC. Councillor Catherine Keats-Rowan is now Chair and Councillor Andrea Powell is our Vice-Chair. At the annual meeting of SODC in May, it was announced that the formal partnership between the Liberal Democratic Group and the Green Group in forming the administration will cease. The partnership was formed after the elections of 2019, when no party had a majority on the council, and continued through choice after the election in 2023, even though the Lib Dems then held the majority of seats on the council. They have voted to dissolve the partnership so the Greens become the official opposition as the second largest group. We are proud of what we have achieved together. We have championed sustainability, improved local services, turned around the council's finances, and pioneered a more open and collaborative way of working.